With the headlines from Air Force Radio News, I'm Tech Sergeant Robbie Yard. The Air Force awarded contracts to Lockheed Martin Corporation and Raytheon Company this week for a new long-range standoff weapon to replace the air-launched cruise missile. Each company was awarded a contract of nearly $900 million to mature design concepts and prove developmental technologies to modernize weapons capabilities for its nuclear bomber fleet. Upon successful completion of the contracts, the Air Force Nuclear Weapons Center will choose a single contractor for the engineering and manufacturing development and production and deployment phases of the program. Secretary of the Air Force Heather Wilson said deterrence works if our adversaries know that we can hold at risk things they value. She went on to say this weapon will enhance our ability to do so, and we must modernize it cost effectively. For more Air Force news, head over to AF.mil. Those are your headlines. I'm Tech Sergeant Robbie Arp, Air Force Radio News.